your memoir moment with Matilda Butler. I'm pleased to be talking with Linda Joy Myers today. Hi, Linda Joy.
Hi, Matilda.
Good. Glad you're here today.
Great to be here.
Linda Joy is the founder of the National Association of Memoir Writers and is the author of two important books for women interested in writing their life story. First, she's written Becoming Whole, Writing Your Healing Story. This book provides many answers to the tough questions that a memoir writer often faces, especially concerning what the family will say about your writing, about telling the truth without creating anger in the family, and how writing can help heal you. But today I want to focus on her award-winning memoir, Don't Call Me Mother, Breaking the Chain of Mother-Daughter Abandonment. Whether or not you're writing a mother-daughter story, there's much to be learned in this book. Linda Joy, as you know, I'm a real fan of your memoir. I wonder if you'd share your experience with writing the opening few sentences of your book. I know that your memoir is composed of many vignettes, but how did you put this together? At what point did you decide that your opening vignette was what you were going to use, and something about that?
Well, I had many, many different beginnings, as most writers do. What I hear that other writers go through the same thing. They write the whole book, they write a whole lot, and then they come back to the beginning and figure out what should go there. But even after I had done that, I had different beginnings, and I didn't feel really good about them. But the first chapter ended up becoming what it is because I had a series of dreams about my mother, and we were riding the train together, and everything was all right, finally. And so one day, I don't know where it came from, but one of those moments where...
Creative moment.
Yeah, really, it was. I just got into this kind of trance-like kind of state, and I wrote this first paragraph and even the rest of the first chapter, and then it felt right.
You know, when you're saying that, it makes me think that it's only when you're in the process of writing and when you have your mind really tuned to what you're writing about that you then can have the insight as what kind of opening you can give. And that sounds like what you're really saying here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that, and also there was like an inner niggling that was happening too, because I wasn't that happy with how it began before. I thought it was a little flat, and I didn't feel like it conveyed the kind of feeling that I really had inside. But, you know, we can't always find our poetic moment just by clicking our fingers. We do have to kind of let it, we have to be sort of pregnant with it, if you will, or
mm-hmm.
let it build inside of us, and we don't quite
mm-hmm.
know when it's ready. We have to kind of listen to that process in us where, okay, well, maybe now I'll sit down with my pen. And I wrote it by longhand, too, and so that's another thing I want to add.
Ah, good. Well, that really eases right into the next question I want to ask you. Do you have any particular advice or words of wisdom for women as they work on their writing, especially as they get around to this notion of their opening and how they might help pull the reader into the story, or just something about the opening, any words of wisdom you have to pass on?
Well, I think it can come in many different ways. As you'll see with mine, it comes in with rhythm and imagery. But another really good way, and as I go on, I'm in scene, I think that language can be very powerful. If somebody writes beautifully and powerfully, that language can be a way of drawing people in, and imagery that's vivid. So I do think that works. And then... a scene will get us into the whole story. So if we're in a particular place and time, and we're with the setting that surrounds us as a reader, then it just draws us right in. We just keep reading. So those, I think, are and that's how I like to enter books. How we all pick up a book and read the first page.
Exactly. That's why I'm doing this whole series about openings. That is the way. Are we going to hook a reader and get them to stay with us? So you're right. Well, what I would love for you to do next is, would you read the opening of your memoir? Yeah, I think it's so wonderful. I'd love for you to share it with the listeners and that they can actually hear you reading this.
Okay. Be glad to. This is the beginning chapter called Tracks to My Heart. The train bisects the blue and the green, parting wheat fields by the tracks. Mommy and I rub shoulders, sitting in the last car, watching the landscape move backward, as if erasing my childhood, all those times when she would board the train and leave me aching for her. Now, in my dream, we rub shoulders, her perfume lingering. The old longing wrenches my stomach. Click-clack, click-clack, the train's wheels on the track, the language of my past, my future. Her face is soft. Her wine-dark eyes glance at me with promise, an endearing look that gives me all I ever wanted. The click-clack ticks away the time, the mother time, moons rising and falling as the years fall like petals in a white garden, our body and blood song haunting my dreams. Mommy, where are you? Even as she is with me, she is gone.
Yeah, I think that's so beautiful. I had to be quiet that moment at the end of it and let it just sink in because I have, of course, read it and myself many times, but this is the first time I've heard you read it, and it's a really special moment. So thank you very much, Linda Jo. I really appreciate you sharing your thoughts on writing an effective opening and in particular reading that opening to us. I think it's a very powerful one. And then I just want to say to the listeners that if you're interested in purchasing either of Linda Jo's books, you will find a link to them on my website, www.womensmemoirs.com. And then you just go to the Our Book Raves tab, and you will find both of her books there, and you can order them through there. And Linda Jo, would you give the website for your memoir association?
Yes, I'd be glad to. It's called the National Association of Memoir Writers, and it is www.namw.org. And we have a lot of things going on there, including things connected to Matilda. So, and we're going to be doing some more things with Matilda and her partner Kendra also in the future. So do visit both of our websites, please.
Oh, great. Thank you very much, Linda Joy, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.